flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Well, that was a strange fact from Boomer Esiason. I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, unnecessary. I didn't need that, Boomer.
Nonsense.
We're about to break the Kirk Cousins curse. That. Take that.
Need that garbage. Doesn't speak
garbage.
Well to Kirk.
Garbage. That's the word. Yeah. Garbage.
Doesn't speak well to Kirk Cousins, though. So, good morning. How's everyone doing? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is, of course, 94 WIP. Wonderful to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Well, the Eagles and Chiefs, it's coming into focus. You know, 4 days. This is the first day that I wake up and feel like it's getting close. It's getting close. It is. 4 days now. So, look, more press conferences yesterday. We'll dig into them. Obviously, your phone calls and all of it. Joel Embiid, he dug in last night and played very well. Triple-double, Sixers win. We'll do it all with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
How do you play like that when you're just coming off injury? Man,
that was impressive.
Amazing.
He's already out for tonight.
Oh, wow. Wow, so he's hurt? No.
It's the
anyway,
plan.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, Johnny.
Charlie Brown's father was a barber.
How about that? Where's that from?
Never heard that in my life.
I mean, where?
And look at Charlie Brown's hair.
Well,
Charlie
yeah,
Brown's
it's tough scene.
Barber dad was neglectful of his son's hair.
Yeah, it was messy. No one was worse than
it
Linus.
It was messy, and it wasn't even there.
That was
it was
part
like
of the
balding. A squiggle in the front.
Yeah, that was sort
and
of,
he was like a child. It well, shouldn't look like that.
Well, I think he was a child.
Yes, he was definitely
so, I don't
a child.
Think he was like a child.
He, yeah. But he seemed like things wore on him to where he was more
he was an old soul.
Than most
he was an
children.
Old soul.
He was an old soul. You know what he was? A Philadelphia sports fan. He'd been
probably,
through,
yeah. The football kept like getting that. Pulled out from under him. It feels right.
He'd been through the ringer. All right, so guys, let's get to it. Let's have some fun today, obviously, getting close to kickoff in 4 days. You know, a question that I just want to pose, John, to you and everyone right out of the gate, and it's a question I think that should be posed. I guess I shouldn't say has to be posed, but should be posed. And it's something I've thought a lot about over the last couple of days. And I'm just curious, Sean, where you stand and everyone stands at 215-592-9494. I just wonder if we are underestimating the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe a bit, maybe a lot. I mean, just I'm asking that to everyone. I'm asking that to you. You're listening at 215-592-9494. Are we underestimating KC? Look, guys, we know we love the Eagles. We know they're our team. KC's not our team. We know the Eagles are really good. We all know Kansas City's really good. I also know, I still think here, and we've had 8 full shows since the matchup was set, you know, all 5 shows last week, 3 shows this week. I still don't think we've had anybody, that has called it and said Kansas City is going to win the game. Kansas City's slight favorite. John Ritchie, I turn to you. I ask you a question, and I ask everyone to just keep it real a little bit here today. Try to keep it real. John Ritchie, are we underestimating the Kansas City Chiefs?
Absolutely. We are underestimating the Chiefs. This Chiefs team was 15-2. That's the best record.
And really 15-1. They didn't try the last game. They were 15-1.
They were 15-1.
Yeah.
15-2 is the best record of any Mahomes and Chiefs and Reed team. So 15-1, even better. They're the world champs until they aren't. You know, they have been the world champs 2 years in a row. That is a rare trait, and they're about to try to distinguish themselves as the only team to ever do this three times in a row. So, yeah, they're really good. And that, what distinguishes this team is their ability to eke out those close wins. And this Chiefs team, that record, 17 consecutive games decided by one score, that streak, it's really impressive. It goes back past this season. It goes back into the 2023 season. So there's five games in 2023, one score wins, but 11 in this 2024 season were one score wins, and then that victory over the Bills in the AFC Championship game, 32-29, they won the close games, but they also weren't blowing people out.
They don't seem nearly as impressive as a typical 15-1 team would be. You'd think they'd be smoking teams.
They don't overwhelm people like some KC teams have been able to do. But that, again, it doesn't mean they're worse at winning. The record proves that they're not worse at winning. It's quite the opposite. But they have so much confidence.
Well, let me ask you this question.
They don't panic. Yeah. The question is, are we able, how close can we come to matching that confidence? They know how to protect the ball and how it affects the outcome of the game, just like we do. Yep. We both do a great job with that. But we have so much more talent on our roster, it feels
like.
All right,
so hold on. Table that for 1 second. So, again, I want everyone to answer the question as best you can. Are we underestimating KC? Keep it real as best you can. Are we underestimating them? 215-592-9494. But, John, I'm struck by your answer of yes, but also I know you're picking the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me why, even though you acknowledge there's been a little bit of a misidentification in KC, why are you picking the Eagles?
Despite the fact that this KC team feels even more reliant on their defense than even that 2022 Kansas City team that we saw in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Like, that was the first time their defense really sort of did it for them in Kansas City. And remember, they had a lot of youth on the outside, on the back end of things. That's why I think that there's that parallel to what we're doing now. I love that parallel, and it feels like our defense will be able to maintain what the Chiefs have been able to do. But the reason that, Joe, that I absolutely believe we win this game, despite the fact that they know how to win close games, is we overwhelm. We, meaning our run game, our offensive line, the scheme planned out by Jeff Stoutland, the world's best running back, and just a mound and mass and wall of humanity that moves faster and more explosively than anything anyone's ever seen, our offensive line, we are going to mash them until they can't hold up
to the clock
longer.
Runs out. Like, you think the Eagles are just going to run out the clock and have the lead and win the game?
Yes, we can do that consistently. We will do that consistently. Think about the fact that we're not holding anything back. So it's not just Saquon, it's our quarterback also getting after it on the ground, opening things up for Saquon, but also opening things up for himself through the air. This is going to look so different when guys are just letting everything rip because it's the Super Bowl. This team is so talented. It's so exciting to me to think about the way they're going to let caution go. You know, just let their worries fly.
Mahomes has been doing it too. He's running a lot. Mahomes has been running a lot in the playoffs. And he needs to more than he used to.
And he will continue to extend drives, and it's going to frustrate us. But our quarterback does that too.
Right.
And when he needs to, it'll be timely, and he'll extend the drive. It's going to be a back and forth. Score, score, score,
sure.
score. But we will overpower. They can't hold up. They can't keep it continuous the way that we can with the brutality, with the consistent brutality that we can maintain. Yes, they can maintain excellence, schematic excellence, and you got Patrick Mahomes slinging it around. But, you know, I believe what we do is more maintainable.
Okay, all right.
and they can't stop it.
Look, I ask everyone at 215-592-9494. I mean, first and foremost, weigh in on any aspect of this game. I mean, the emotional side, what you're thinking, feeling, the whole deal. We all know it. The fascinating aspects within it, all of it. But I do think on this Wednesday, as we get closer to kickoff, knowing that I don't think anyone has picked Kansas City on our show, and I don't mean us, I mean anybody, you know, are we underestimating them? I think the simple answer is, of course we are. Of course we're underestimating the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, of course. There's no question we are. You know, like, just as a, for instance, I hear a lot of belief in the Eagles based on, you know, well, all the Eagles do is win. Put another way, the Birds find a way. Well, so do the Chiefs. A little bit more, by the way. A little bit more. Not a ton more, but a little bit more. You know, one thing I'd say about Kansas City is that Mahomes is Jordan. He is. He's Jordan. Mahomes is Jordan. So I just want people to know that's how I view him. I think he's probably the best football player of all time. And I just, so like,
it's to, not probably.
Well,
it's okay. Lock it in.
All right. So there's, and look, there's other elements to this whole thing. I mean, you know, we talk obviously, and everyone references Mahomes and Reed and Kelsey and Chris Jones and Spags. Bang! Yeah, they got some other players. They got a guard who's probably about to be the highest paid guard in football when the season's over. He's going to surpass Landon Dickerson. I mean, that's a massive matchup in there, him and Jalen Carter. You know,
Xavier Worthy's good.
Well,
their rookie wide receiver,
put too
he
much
deserves
in him.
Respect.
Look, it's a fascinating matchup.
They have to use him. He's the best that
they've
got.
Well, no, they do. And look, I am picking the Eagles. James, I just hope I'm picking the Eagles for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons. The reasons I feel like I'm picking them are Eagles offensive line, Saquon Barkley, Eagles defense. I just want you to know that's, honest to God, James, why I feel like I'm picking the Eagles. But I also know I, and many of us have a tendency through the years to pick our team in the championship round because we've seen our team play every game. We love our team, and we want our team to win. James, keep it real with me. Are we underestimating Kansas City?
Sure, I don't care. I mean, you know, Tim Mahomes. Like, I'm tired of it. Like, I'm sick of it. Like, you know, all that matters.
You think the Knicks weren't tired of dealing with Jordan?
I don't think it matters
think
if we
the Pacers weren't tired of dealing with Jordan.
We can underestimate them all we want. As long as the Philadelphia Eagles and those players in that locker room don't, which I guarantee you they are not underestimating the team
agree.
They just lost the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Agree.
Like, who cares? Like, I'm sick of it. Like, I get it. Mahomes and Reed. I say it every time I talk about the Super Bowl. It's like, yeah, I get it. Like, we're the better football team. Like, we are better.
This year.
We're better this year.
Let me ask you this question, James. Were the Eagles better 2 years ago?
I thought they were.
I still think they were.
No, I don't know.
It's just notable
that
they didn't win.
Let's put it this way. I think the Eagles are better now than they were 2 years ago.
I agree.
Definitively better. Like, on pretty much every level, I think the Eagles are better this season. Plus, they have the experience of the last time around. Like, I don't care. I don't care about the stupid Chiefs. I'm done with
it. All right, look.
I'm done with Mahomes and Reed. And like, all they do is win. Like, enough. Guess what? They've lost in the Super Bowl, too. Tom Brady kicked their ass.
Yeah, he did.
Well, I'm interested to see how people perceive Nick Sirianni after he beats Andy Reid
Super Bowl. Perception nationally will change. That'll be fascinating. I mean, if that occurs. And look, guys, I think it's a coin flip. I'm just telling you. I think it's a coin flip. I lean Eagles. I've told you from the start, Eagles. But, I mean, anybody that doesn't start with this thing being basically a coin flip, I think is a little delusional. I really believe that. I mean, guys, the line's 1.5, and it's been 1.5 for 10 days. It's a coin flip.